other nominations, including Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy. Other films in that category, Dreamgirls, Little Miss Sunshine, Thank You for Smoking, and The Devil Wears Prada. Up for Best Picture Drama, Babel, The Queen, Bobby, Little Children, and The Departed. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Beverly Hills.
The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Start a new holiday tradition. Make leftovers taste great with all-natural Santa Fe Packing Company salsa and con queso, just the way you like it. Find us in the Mexican food aisle. Help reduce holiday waste this year. Give experiences as gifts. You'll find discounts of 15 to 50% for restaurants, sporting events, theater, and more at WasteFreeHolidays.com.
And good morning, Benny Mathers here for your Alternative Talk, Cairo 7. Pinpoint forecast for Thursday, cloudy with increasing rain this morning and high winds and heavy rain by this evening. 60-mile-an-hour gusts are expected inland and 100-mile gusts are expected on the coast. Temperatures will be in the upper 40s. For Friday, those gusts will continue along with some showers, temperatures in the mid-40s.
Views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you by Essential Formulas, distributor of Dr. O'Hara's probiotic formulas, and Juro, judged the most comprehensive and innovative line of health supplements. And now I welcome your hosts, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And happy holidays to all of you out there, and thank you for joining us today here on Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference.
Yeah, we're waiting for the wind. We'll see. You know, our experience, now I know you got to be cautious, but our experience often is, there's all these micro climbs around here. You can't tell if you're going to get the big blow or not.
That's right. We didn't get the big blow last time, but a couple years ago we did. We had trees down, so we're just hoping that it passes us by this time.
Yeah, well, talking about things we'd like to pass by, if you go to defenders.org, you're going to learn how the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Corporation wants to use military artillery to launch explosives into one of our greatest national parks. You know, this is about controlling snow, keeping it off their rail lines, and they've done very well in the past. They've had no problems. For some reason now, somebody wants to test some military equipment. They need another place to explode it. And why would we want to do that where there are grizzlies hibernating and all sorts of wonderful wildlife that would be terribly disturbed? So I think you want to get in touch with the Burlington Northern Santa Fe. Go to defenders.org. And find out how to do that and let your voice be heard. This is insane.
I know. It's so great, this internet that we have, that we can sign these petitions and really have our voices heard and really be helpful during these times. And to have our voices heard, I just want to remind all of you that Rob and I are going to be speaking this next Tuesday, which is the 19th of December. And we're going to be at the Shamanan Indian Restaurant, and that's in Kirkland, and it's Houghton Plaza. And you do have to have reservations, folks, so you need to either call 425-356-7237, that's 425-356-7237, or go to newspiritjournal.com and get a hold of Krista Gibson. Show up. We'd love to see your faces. Wish you a Merry Christmas and hear us speak.
Yeah, that's it. Well, this is a regular event that the New Spirit Journal puts on. It'd be great to support that.
Absolutely. And love to have you there.
So let's see what else. Gosh, you know, I don't know. We're going to have an interesting day today. We're caught in this void because the weather hasn't happened yet. So we're just not sure about our plans for later. But stick around. The show's next.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, do you think it's just all too overwhelming? And, well, gee, what's the use? You know, how can one person make a difference anyway? Well, we'll show you how. Matt Jones from MashedPotatoes.org is here to tell us how he does it. Then we'll check in with Roger Schlickhuysen from Defenders of Wildlife to see what can be done on the global warming front. And now I welcome your hosts, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, for that great introduction. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. And Rob, we are definitely making a difference today here. And we have a wonderful friend and a difference maker sitting right here in the studio with us.
That's right. He's a new friend to us, and it's Matt Jones. And I know a lot of you around Seattle may be familiar with his face because you've seen it on all sorts of magazines and on various Seattle television shows. He is the founder of MashedPotatoes.org.
And he's even more than that. He's an artist, a humanitarian. He's a hunger awareness activist. He's an environmentalist, an entrepreneur, and a promoter. My goodness, Matt, what else can you do in your life?
And he's covered with paint this morning,
yes.
So we know he's the real deal.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Brenda. And Rob, this is really a fabulous opportunity. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. Well, we love that you love our show. And, you know, we met Matt at the Alive Expo this past year, and he came waltzing up, and he has a lot of charisma and a wonderful smile, and there's a warmth about him, and he strolled into the booth, and we started talking like we'd known each other for years and figured out we've probably been past lifetimes together, no doubt. And he started telling us about he's making a difference in his life, and he's a person that's done a lot of things in his life. And Matt, you have done a lot of things. It seems like everything you've done, you've aced, you said, in your life. What's the reason for that?
Well, you know, Brenda, I had a really fabulous upbringing. I had parents that were very supportive. I admired people like John Lennon and Jacques Cousteau.
Mm-hmm.
I expanded that list to Martin Luther King and Gandhi and Monet and Buddha and Mother Teresa and Jimmy Carter, my parents, as I got older.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up in that supportive environment was everything to me. When I was 10, I wanted a compass and books on surviving in the wilderness.
Mm.
Yeah. I read books like Tarzan of the Apes and Swiss Family Robinson.
I love Tarzan.
Isn't it great?
Some of my favorite movies were on TV when I was young with Tarzan. Right.
You know,
my hero.
Who doesn't like, what girl didn't like some guy, you know,
oh,
swinging from the trees.
Running around
and
in that
guys,
small
yeah,
little,
yeah.
yes, pounding on
yeah,
his
yeah,
chest.
Yeah, so we could all yell. So it was
so
great.
Did you always, did you like imagine yourself as those people, or were you just interested in that?
I did. I read National Geographic magazine cover to cover as a young child.
Mm.
My mother always gave us encouragement to become whomever we desired.
Yeah, and I know I was reading something, Matt, that said that your mother used to put positive notes, little like notes on your door. Things that, you know, were positive for you, positive feedback. What a difference it makes when you grow up in an environment where you're supported to be all that you can be. I mean, just knowing you for the short time that we have and seeing what you've accomplished and what you've done. And it isn't even so much your accomplishments. It's who you've become as a result of that feedback. That's huge because a lot of children don't get that type of feedback. Just shows you how important that is, parents.
Yeah.
Shows you how important that really
is.
Yeah,
now it wasn't really a question of your upbringing of a lot of scheduling, right? I mean, your parents gave you the freedom, the opportunity to explore on your own.
Absolutely. They were very supportive in me trying nearly anything I wanted to do. And we had woods in our backyard, about 50 square miles. And I knew the woods like the back of my hand. My dad was a perfect role model for me. He was sweet, loving, supportive, very brilliant, very successful in life. He is the inventor of the rubber magnet, what's on everybody's refrigerator.
Right.
Really?
Yes, that's right. In the early 50s.
That's right up there with the aerosol can valve. No, but you know what I mean?
And sticky notes.
No,
you know, they're a great
notes.
Invention.
Yeah.
You know,
those are the
right
ones
up
where
there with
we
those.
Wish we had that idea,
yes.
you know?
At the time, nobody really knew what to do with it. I think they used it for conveyor belts for metal.
Really?
But it grew into the rubber magnet as we know it today.
Well, and you know, as we walked into our studio, every bit of glass here, there's a lot of decorating that goes on around here at Sandusky Radio. And all those things that stick to glass are the newer generation. You know, all that stuff when you get your oil changed and they put that, you know, that has all come from that first inspiration.
That's right.
That's very cool.
Well, you know, he also was the designer of the fastest drag racing tire in the world through the heyday of the drag racing industry. That's from the late 50s, all through the 60s, early 70s. He was the number one designer of that tire called M&H Racemaster Tires, which if you know the drag racing industry, and I'm sure some of your people, listeners, do, M&H Racemaster was the fastest tire in the world.
Wow. Now, is your father still living, Matt?
He is not.
He
passed away about 20 years ago, unexpectedly.
And is your mother still around?
Yes, she is. She's one of my best friends.
Yeah, and an inspiration in your life, I'm sure.
Right. Well, also, look, we know that you, from our correspondence with you and all the pictures of your cat that you send us, that you have a great respect for animals, too. So did you learn a lot from that direction?
Yes, Rob. I was raised to love and respect animals. You know, living near the wilderness, that was an obvious. You can learn a lot from animals.
Oh, you bet.
Two of my most important lessons I learned from Spike.
And Spike's his orange
cat.
Kitty.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes. And what were those lessons?
Take a nap whenever possible. And, of course, never pass up a free meal.
Yeah. We have
very
a cat
good.
Like that.
I think those are very good things to know and do in your life. Absolutely. Well, you know, if you knew Matt, you'd understand that Matt is really I guess I would say not only a free thinker, but Matt, you just live your life in a spontaneous place. That's just something that you have done because I think your parents gave you the freedom to express and to explore, had confidence in you. So when I said to you about, well, do you normally get up at this hour? Do you normally do this? You said, I do what I want when I want. Now, and the way you put it to me, the way it was said, there was no arrogance there at all. It's simply a way of life for you. How does that change people to be able to have that kind of freedom? I know you're a very happy person. Is it because you have that kind of freedom and you just decided to live your life that way?
Well, you know, Brenda, there's a lot of ways to measure wealth in this world. And to me, wealth is time. If you have time, you're a very, very wealthy person because you have the time to do all the things that you've always dreamed of. And for me, I have been fortunate to have put together some successful ventures in my life that give me time to do what I want to do in life. And I've been living like that for as long as I can remember as an adult.
Now, did your parents value time, too, as freedom of time as something that was?
Well, my father was a corporate executive, and he worked till 6 o'clock in the evening. And, in fact, he encouraged me to do the same, to get a college degree and go on and become an executive, because I was certainly executive quality at a very young age, but I took a different path than my brother and my sister, and I didn't go to college right away out of high school. I wanted to see the world almost immediately, and I moved to San Francisco when I was 21 years old, and I studied design there, and then I moved to Santa Barbara when I was 22, and I became a scuba diver, and I moved to Key West, Florida that same year, and I became a scuba bum, and I met my good friend Wild Bill from Chapel Hill, who's a colorful character that, if you know me, he pops in and out of my life throughout all the different adventures I've had.
Well, so you're like this, you're a Renaissance man, because experience seems to have been your education, and that you go for it all of the time, and I love that, because I had a lot of experiences myself being young. But I want to remind people the reason, if we had to have a reason aside from the fact that you're just a cool guy to talk to, the reason that we were interested in you is that you got involved with a project here in the Seattle area, and you decided that you were going to help Northwest Harvest. And so you started something called mashedpotatoes.org. It's all about providing a huge amount of, what you told us was comfort food, you know, for people that needed it. And I got to tell you, now, how many pounds did you just deliver over Thanksgiving?
We delivered 90,000 pounds to King 5 Team Harvest, who supports Northwest Harvest.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's two semi-loads. I mean, you could fill this station up five times with two semi-loads of potatoes. That's, although, just two of 10 semi-loads that we've delivered over the last year to Northwest Harvest. That's 500,000 pounds of potatoes.
Yeah, and wow. So that's how you've, I mean, you've made a difference. This wasn't your livelihood. This is a pure charity. And, you know, you built it up into this huge thing. And I know we go to some of your, at the beginning of the month, you have had these great parties at your art gallery.
And we will talk about all of that when we come
right.
back, because we're here with Matt Jones, entrepreneur and activist and all sorts of things. And what he's doing, folks, is he's being the example for us of someone who decides in their life to commit to life. And then from that creates a lot of great things. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone gets depressed or moody once in a while. It's natural to suffer from joint pain as you get older, and proper liver function is vital to your overall health. But a growing number of people have constant mood, joint, or liver problems. That's why it's so important to understand and be proactive about your nutrition in these areas. Gerald Formula's Sam E. not only promotes liver, brain, and joint health, but also supports energy production and longevity. In fact, the diverse benefits of Sam E. have helped many deal with the lingering effects of life today in these unsettled times, including your normal aches and pains. However, before you rush out and buy Sam E., consider that all Sam E. is not the same. That's why Gerald Formula's Sam E. should be your choice for liver, brain, or joint health. As for Sam E. at your local Super Supplements, or for more information, go to Gerald.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best Sam E.
Probiotics are the good bacteria that live in our intestines. They are the building blocks of a healthy immune system and good health. Such things as everyday stress, antibiotics, oral contraceptives, and x-rays kill these good bacteria. This may permit the buildup of bad bacteria in our intestines that can lead to such common digestive problems as acid reflux, irregularity, constipation, cramps, gas, and bloating. Help regulate your digestive system the natural way with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Don't wait any longer. Call today to learn how you can get the world's leading brand of probiotics, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Call toll-free 1-800-888-4353 now. That's 1-800-888-4353. Or go online to essentialformulas.com. That's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Don't accept a substitute. It's that good. Ask Ann Louise Gittleman. It's her favorite. Available at Super Supplements.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. The show that gives you back to yourself.
Are you a person of positive influence? Krista Gibson and Rhonda Dixon of the New Spirit Journal would like to invite you to enjoy Good Company, a monthly networking gathering of people of positive influence that meets the first Tuesday of every month, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Alfie's Pizza, 2317 Broadway in Everett, Washington. To attend, RSVP to editor@newspiritjournal.com or call 206-799-7753. That's 206-799-7753.
Open your eyes. It's time for an oil change. Scientists have given essential fatty acids their name because bodies must have them to survive. EFAs are essential for heart health and proper functioning of our brains as an adult, development of our nervous system and visual abilities during our first 6 months of life, and may help reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. Udo's oil has two sources of EFAs. His perfectly balanced 369 oil, a carefully blended mix of the finest omega 3, 6, and 9 varieties of essential fatty acid sources, and his new Udo's DHA oil, a vegetarian blend of flax and seed oils combined with DHA derived from cultivated algae, not fish. So it's free of ocean-borne contaminants and concerns associated with global overfishing. Both Udo's oils are available at PCC Markets, Marlene's Market in Delhi, Super Supplements, and VitaminLife.com.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, a radio that makes a difference. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And just reminding you, you can go to ConsciousTalk.net and hear all of these shows for free in our archive section. And don't forget to check out the resources. There's lots of things on that site. And, you know, that Dern, we keep playing around with this little resource, well, with this button that's going to help you cruise through the site. Mm-hmm. So pretty soon, that'll
pretty soon.
Be up.
And also, tell your friends, if you can't get us on the radio, you can stream us live on the internet. Just go to the left-hand corner of ConsciousTalk.net and click on Listen Live, and there we are. And I just want to remind everybody, too, it's a holiday time, a lot of gift giving. We brought on a guy yesterday from Coco Pure, this wonderful, absolutely dark, rich chocolate drink that is so good for you. Great gift for the holiday, folks. So you can go to 800-820-8551 to get that and just say you heard it on Conscious Talk.
Yeah, and then you get a 3 for $2.
You
it's
betcha.
A great deal, and this is good for you, chocolate. This ain't,
ooh, and
this
it's
isn't
so good.
You're off your supermarket shelf,
it's
but you
so
know
good.
About that. Well, you know, we're here with Matt Jones, and we're talking about how a person, you know, makes a difference in their life. And we're kind of dialing into just all of the things that he's done. And Brenda's holding up a copy of Seattle Metropolitan. And
it's the August issue.
Yes. And there he is, big picture in there.
And it's Earthy Entrepreneur is what they called you. Why did they call you Earthy Entrepreneur?
Well, you know, they did about a 1 hour interview with me, and that's what they came up with.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there are many things that I've done in my life, and they've chose to call me an earthy entrepreneur. I think it's pretty accurate.
I do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, this doesn't mean this is a guy covered with moths. I got to tell you that.
But, no, hardly.
But look, you know, let's talk about part of your background was that, you know, your love of nature and getting out there in the outdoors. But you, you know, are really an explorer.
That's
right?
Correct. Yes. At 31, I took a job with Society Expeditions. And it's about the coolest expedition travel company in the world at the time. I was the assistant to the expedition leader. I was the chief Zodiac driver. We specialized in travel to the most remote regions in the world. I took 16 trips across the Drake's Passage to Antarctica from Cape Horn.
Mm.
I went 5,000 miles up and back on the Amazon River, up all the tributaries, met all the indigenous people. I've been to over 200 islands throughout the world's oceans. I've pretty much been to over 70 countries, and mostly in the most remote regions of the world.
And I bet you did that because of your love of adventure and travel, right?
It sounds like Jacques Cousteau to me.
Yes,
you know?
It does. I mean,
cool.
And really, you know, you made a point earlier, Matt, when in the first segment that I thought was very important to remind everyone, including ourselves, is that, folks, when you value something, you actually, and when there's a love there and a passion there, that's where you're meant to be. And when you're meant to be in those places, it just unfolds almost organically. Does it not, Matt?
Mm, absolutely.
And when you were drawn to do this with the mashed potatoes, you were drawn to contribute back to people. You just magically, what unfolded was just by you taking these potatoes this one time and donating them and getting such an overwhelming response, the idea came, you know what, I could do this and help a lot of people. And you created a website. It's mashedpotatoes.org, folks. It's a great website. And people get to come to your once-a-month meetings, which is every Friday, the first Friday of the month.
That's right.
They can bring potatoes that, you know, like 5-10-pound potatoes.
Yep.
Get to meet a lot of cool people. What a great way to give back. So what inspired you to do that? I mean, you just got an idea or what?
10 years ago, I went to Safeway, and I saw the potatoes were on special for 10 cents a pound. And I said, wow, why don't I just buy a whole bunch of them and take them to the food bank? So I bought 500 pounds of potatoes, which was only $50.
Right.
I took them down to the food bank, and I said, do you need potatoes? And they said, well, of course. And I started to bring them in. And they said, well, how many do you have? And I said, well, I have about 500 pounds. And they all ran out and we just started hauling them in. And it was such a rewarding experience for me. I went right back to Safeway, bought another 500 pounds and brought them right back to the food bank. And they immediately said, the potato guy's here.
Yeah, right.
And I've done that every year for the last 10 years.
Wow. Yeah, and what's so cool about that is that, you know, look, you know, we go through this whole mental process thinking, well, okay, how do we make these dollars work? You know, where do we give our money? How do we divvy things up? Well, you open your eyes and look at what's right in front of you to do. You know, this is what we talk about don't wait for the leaders, be the leader. Mm-hmm. And by taking those motions, just, you know, making that movement, boom, you know, then what's next? Well, obviously, more. 90,000 pounds, two semis full this past Thanksgiving.
Now, what do they do, Matt? How do they distribute these potatoes? Are they distributed to the homeless shelters, et cetera, to schools? What do they do with all those potatoes?
Northwest Harvest is the largest food feeding organization in the state, and they deliver primarily to the food banks, I think about 150 food banks throughout the state of Washington. And so they literally are doing an enormous job just at that alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so we felt that by supporting them, that they could handle all the distribution and we would just get the promotion. As you know, you've been to our website. We've had over 25 articles, television programs, press in the printed form, radio. It's the press loves mashed potatoes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've been overwhelmed by it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a really human interest story on so many levels to have someone that, you know, walked in and saw potatoes for 10 cents a pound and said, wow, I think I'll do this and donate to the food bank.
Well, yeah.
That's very cool.
You know, what you could do with the price of a latte. You know, and this is a way of thinking. It's a way of being. You know, you don't have to give up a lot. It's not a question of giving up. It's a question of how much you really gain. And you know, we talk about connectedness all of the time. And this is it on a real one-to-one basis, which, you know, can often turn into 1 to 100,000.
Yes. So you've done, I know something that you did later on in your life that our audience would love to know about, and that is you became an artist later on in your life. Something that most people would say right off the bat, I don't have a talent for that. But you didn't even think about that, did you?
No, I didn't.
So tell us how you got into, and by the way, folks, his art is phenomenal. It really is wonderful. We went to the art gallery. We took our potatoes. We met some cool people. We strolled around and we got to see all of your art. And it really is phenomenal. How did you do that? How did you get into doing that?
Well, Brenda, when I was a young man, I had two distinct romantic visions and one rather vague vision of the ultimate rewarding life.
Mm.
The first one was to travel the world as a professional adventurer.
And you did that.
I did that.
Yeah.
The second was to be a successful painter living in Paris.
Oh.
I don't know how that came about. I was just a kid and I knew what it looked like. The studio, the feeling of being a painter living in Paris. To this date, I haven't lived in Paris as a painter, but then there's a lot of life ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's very cool. I wonder if you had a past lifetime as a painter living in Paris.
But I think that one of the things that all of this speaks to is, you know, on the metaphysical side of things, just how important those dreams and visions are.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do, you know, as we say, we create our reality. And when you shut those things down, you shut your life down. But when you open them up and allow those possibilities to be, look what can happen.
And one of the great things you've done, Matt, is that you didn't let go of your dreams, because a lot of people do. They have dreams when they're young, and they're passionate about it and excited, and then for some reason, they take another turn in the road, and they put those dreams sort of in a little box and stick them in a closet somewhere, and they never open those dreams up again. You didn't do that. You stayed right with it all your life. As a result, you've done all these great things. I mean, you've lived a very big life for one person. Don't you agree? Don't you think you have? Or do you just think it's so normal you don't think about it?
Well, you know, it seems to me, rather normal, just because I've lived this way my entire life, mm-hmm. ever since I was a child. Yeah. I have always lived exuberantly.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other dreams I had was to do something really big, like Martin Luther King big. And I never really knew what that was going to be. And perhaps my work with mashed potatoes might be my chance to do that.
Mm-hmm. And that way of giving back is what you're talking about, in a way of making a difference on the planet.
Yeah, and potatoes, you know, are an interesting. I think I asked you this at the night we were at your gallery. You know, why potatoes? Why potatoes, Matt?
Well, potatoes, they're cheap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They store really easily. They're real live food as opposed to canned goods,
right,
or other types of storable food items. Northwest Harvest goes through 18 million pounds of potatoes a year. So
wow.
It is a resource that they are very much in need of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. We want to deliver food that they can use, that the people that are in need can use readily. They don't even have to have a refrigerator to use potatoes.
Right.
You just put them in a bag and put them under your sink.
And they're a great comfort food as well.
Well, they're the top of the food chain of cool. They're the king of comfort food.
Yes, they are.
The king of comfort. Well, that's right. Well, so, people can get involved in other ways, too. I mean, they can always show up at Gasworks Art Gallery, at the first of the month and bring their potatoes with them. But there's a concert coming up on December 21st. And we're going to jump around a little bit. But, Matt, he's so funny. You know, this incredibly accomplished guy. And he's got a lot of notes to talk about his life, you know. So we've been laughing at him because it's like he hardly needs them, But there is a long list of accomplishments that we can't possibly get through. But, you know, one of the other things that you're doing as far as your charity work is you've got this event going on the 21st of December, and it's a friend of yours, right?
And when we come back from this break, then we're going to talk about that. We're going to let our listeners know what that's all about, because listeners, you can participate. We're going to let you know again about mashedpotatoes.org and how you can attend Gasworks Alley with Matt and bring your potatoes and meet some really cool people. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you discovered Animal Wellness Magazine yet? The ultimate challenge faced by animal lovers in today's society is this. With a barrage of multi-million-dollar ad campaigns from pet food and drug companies making claims about longevity and complete nutrition for your pet, how do you know what to believe? Animal Wellness Magazine offers you the best quality, unbiased information about your animals from independent expert sources. Get the straight scoop on the issues that affect the health and well-being of your animals, guaranteeing a better quality of life. Animal Wellness Magazine is delivered 6 times a year, direct to your home or via our new digital edition on your computer. Call 888-764-1212 or visit animalwellnessmagazine.com to subscribe or get more information. That's 888-764-1212 or animalwellnessmagazine.com. Have you discovered Animal Wellness Magazine yet?
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I want to share with you why I feel this campaign to establish a U.S. Department of Peace is so important. We have the opportunity to make violence prevention and peacemaking a central conversation in our culture right now, and there couldn't be a more urgent time to do so. We see daily the tragic impact violence is having on the planet, and I feel heartened that so many practical solutions will be brought forth through a Department of Peace. This campaign is showing what can be done as we begin to invest more in the work of peace building. There are many programs and practices that are already proving to be incredibly effective at reducing such cultural challenges as gang violence, violence in our schools and our homes, as well as conflict around the world. So please join this movement by contacting your members of Congress and urge them to support this landmark legislation and join others in your community working to make it happen. Together, we can do this. Thank you.
You're listening to Conscious Talk. We're changing the world. Is our business.
Open your eyes. It's time for an oil change. Scientists have given essential fatty acids their name because bodies must have them to survive. EFAs are essential for heart health and proper functioning of our brains as an adult, development of our nervous system and visual abilities during our first 6 months of life, and may help reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. Udo's oil has two sources of EFAs, his perfectly balanced 369 oil, a carefully blended mix of the finest omega 3, 6, and 9 varieties of essential fatty acid sources, and his new Udo's DHA oil, a vegetarian blend of flax and seed oils combined with DHA derived from cultivated algae, not fish, so it's free of ocean-borne contaminants and concerns associated with global overfishing. Both Udo's oils are available at PCC Markets, Marlene's Market in Delhi, Super Supplements, and VitaminLife.com.
Are you a chocolate lover? I mean deep, dark, rich chocolate? If your answer is yes, then you need to know about Coco Pure. Coco Pure is a fantastic-tasting chocolate drink that is made with the protective qualities of green tea and cardio-supporting resveratrol. With Coco Pure, you're getting 4,000 milligrams of pure concentrated cocoa with elevated flavonoids that offer a powerhouse of antioxidant protection against free radicals. Numerous studies have been linked to the benefits of cocoa, such as increased blood flow, more energy, and heart support, to name a few. And Coco Pure is only 10 calories a cup with no refined sugars. For a treat or to replace that cup of coffee you have each morning, Coco Pure is the answer. Do your body a favor this holiday season and drink Coco Pure. To order Coco Pure, call 800-820-8551. That's 800-820-8551.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks for being here on Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And the website, in case you want to tell your friends about here in Conscious Talk on the web, is conscioustalk.net. And, you know, we're here with Matt Jones. And, you know, there's so much about Matt Jones. We talked about mashedpotatoes.org, and we're going to tell you about the concert opportunity that's coming up on December 21st. But, you know, we got to go back to this Seattle Metropolitan magazine because, you know, the dude here, you know, was voted the most eligible bachelor.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
51 years old, yeah. And you don't mind if I give that away, do you, Matt? He becomes the city's most eligible single. My goodness, how fun was that? You were bid up. You were the top price.
He's a little blushing.
He's like, oh. But how fun was that?
It was great. I mean, what can you say? Rumor has it that they were searching for several months for 12 of Seattle's most eligible singles. Mm-hmm. And the editor of the magazine received an anonymous email from me. And the next thing I knew, I was in a photo shoot with Elke Vandeveld, who's one of the hottest fashion photographers in the city. And a few weeks later, there was the magazine.
There you go.
And people were stopping me in the elevators and on the street and at the grocery store and saying, are you the guy?
Yeah, aren't you?
And
aren't
it was
you?
30 days of local fame. It was really incredible.
Now, how was your date? I believe you had a date. Did you have your date?
I did have a date. Yes, she was really fabulous. We've become good friends,
of
and
course.
We had a really great time at the top of the Columbia Tower for 3 hours of wining and dining, complimentary of the Tower Club.
Now, wasn't this show put on by Nordstrom's? Is this the Nordstrom's Bachelor show that they do every year?
Nordstrom's, Q13, Seattle Metropolitan Magazine, they billed it as the largest singles event in the city.
Wow. It would have been really funny, Matt. I just had a really funny vision of you walking out with a potato bag on your head.
Yeah, right. Instead of beefcake, you know, this is like potatoes.
The mashed potato guy.
Let's talk about this event on December 21st, because that is, you know, that's a big deal, and it's a worthy cause, and it's something that you, you know, are partnering with David Land. So tell us about that.
Well, I've known David for over 20 years, back when he was playing in the Red Cabbage at the piano bar fabulous musician, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing his music on the break.
Yep.
He is playing his Christmas concert at Benaroya Hall. And for those of you who don't know David Lyons, he's a Grammy-nominated musician. His work is heard around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, we've been friends for a long time, and we decided that we would have a concert where everyone who bought a ticket through his website, if you go to davidlyons.com and you purchase a ticket there, we will deliver 100 pounds of potatoes on your behalf to Northwest Harvest. Right now, we're well over 20,000 pounds of potatoes.
Wow. This is great. So it's David Lyons, and it's L-A-N-Z, davidlyons.com.
davidlyons.com. And the concert is December 21st at the Benaroya Hall.
And what time is that concert?
You know, I don't know.
I think
know.
It's a 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
but,
I think
I'm
it's sure. 7
o'clock. But it's, you know, it's what he's calling his winter solstice concert, because
mm-hmm.
obviously that's the 21st. Yeah, it's
yeah.
a soul. So you can have a soulful solstice at Benaroya Hall. How
yes,
about that? Can
really...
we sell this or what?
Oh, it's
this
easy.
Sounds great.
I mean,
yeah.
it's almost sold out now, so
yeah.
get your tickets.
Oh,
We've
yeah.
only got a handful of tickets left. It's going to be an incredible show, and I'm going to be there, and you're going to be there.
And
yep,
we certainly
are.
We're going to be there with bells on and maybe potatoes, too.
That's right, and we're bringing Brenda's famous mother,
yes,
you know,
so
winner great. Of many pie contests in Eastern Washington.
Winner
so there
of
you
the
go.
Best cook in the world, from my perspective, but I'll just say the Pacific Northwest. How about that? But
yeah,
she gets that. She gets that award, and she does a lot of potato dishes too. So, oh yeah, her famous scallop potatoes are famous.
Oh,
ooh, didn't that sound good?
Yeah. Mm, yeah.
Mine are fave. My fave, garlic mashed.
Oh, yes.
Right. Well, so yeah, Matt, if you had one last, you know, short message for folks out there, you know, put you on the spot, you know.
What do you want to leave them with?
Well, you know, my mother and father conditioned me to believe that I can do anything I put my mind to. And I think that everyone, if they just simply went down to their grocery store once a year and bought $50 worth of potatoes and delivered them to their local food bank, we could literally stop the hunger problem in this country. And last but not least, there's an entrepreneur or an adventurer or an artist or an activist or anything you want to become in everyone. And if you take the time to find something fun and worthwhile in the world and live life with gusto and don't be afraid to change your mind as often as you like.
Very good. Well, Matt, thank you so much. Folks, again, it's mashedpotatoes.org, and it's David Lance for theconcert.com. Love to see you there. Bless you, my friend. You're an inspiration for all of us, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Probiotics are the good bacteria that live in our intestines. They are the building blocks of a healthy immune system and good health. Such things as everyday stress, antibiotics, oral contraceptives, and x-rays kill these good bacteria. This may permit the buildup of bad bacteria in our intestines that can lead to such common digestive problems as acid reflux, irregularity, constipation, cramps, gas, and bloating. Help regulate your digestive system the natural way with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Don't wait any longer. Call today to learn how you can get the world's leading brand of probiotics, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Call toll-free 1-800-888-4353 now. That's 1-800-888-4353. Or go online to essentialformulas.com. That's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Don't accept a substitute. It's that good. Ask Ann Louise Gittleman. It's her favorite. Available at Super Supplements.
Conscious Talk, where...